dumb and really dumb. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
While much is being made of the first on-the-field college football playoff this fall, there's a move afoot to try to create something similar at the high school level by the same marketing group that produces what purports to be televised high school football games and have it all shown on the Alphabet family of television networks. The first event is scheduled for late December in Florida and will pit some of that state's champions against anybody they can pay off from other states to come in and play. And other than Florida, where the games would be 2 weeks after their playoffs conclude, they're not getting much traction attracting teams. The same group has put on similar basketball showcases in the past couple of springs, but its field is littered with prep school basketball factories that aren't really high schools to begin with anyway, and they're not accountable to any state association and they don't play by any kind of eligibility rules. Many states already have rules prohibiting games once their playoffs are over, and besides, with the time between this showcase and the end of some state tournaments ranging from 1 to 6 or more weeks, no one in their right mind is going to keep a team together that long to prepare for a game, practicing and punishing their bodies at a time where we're all concerned about injuries in the sport to begin with. And besides, how is that fair to winter sports teams to lose some of their participants while the football team gets ready to play in this so-called national playoff? It already happens on a smaller scale during our own football playoffs here in Michigan, where the tournament schedule delays the beginning of a winter sport for some kids by a week or more, and when, in some programs, everyone on the junior varsity and sometimes even the freshman squad are brought up to continue practicing until the varsity gets done with its season. It's just another illustration of how the local nature of high school sports is still the best model. Finish your tournaments at the state line. Anything national in football, or any other sport for that matter, is a dumb idea. But let's move on to something really dumb. At the youth level of the age spectrum, some beginning at age 6 and under, there are a number of promoters out there willing to take your money to participate in weekend tackle football showcases to show how your team, according to the promoters, stack up against other teams in the state and the Midwest. Now, having sat through lousy weather for the first weekend of our own high school football playoffs last weekend, subjecting little kids to these potential conditions doesn't make a lot of sense. And at least one such tournament did take place last weekend, and another I was aware of was scheduled for this coming weekend. In fact, a colleague of mine in the sports commission business told me that these kinds of tournaments take place on a regular basis throughout the fall. But wait! In some of these weekend tournaments, the teams will duke it out for bragging rights playing 3 games. That's right, I said 3 games. We don't subject our school kids to 3 games of full contact football in a week, let alone over 48 to 72 hours. If someone really has the safety of kids at heart, they would be wise to not enter their teams, or for that matter, promoters wouldn't sponsor these really dumb tournaments. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.